Okay, today we're up to Perek Beit, Halacha Beit. V'chein, mi shehaya yeino b'toch habor v'iro evel o ones o sh'ituruhu zoleif v'gomer v'gaf k'darko divir Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Oselo Limudim v'shril shalo yachlitz Amar Rabbi Zira lo amar ela v'chein mi shehaya yeino b'toch habor. Notice that when Rabbi Yossi is matir, it's dafka because it was betoch habor. Ava betchila, had it, however, been still on the vine, take a look how it parallels our Gemara, which was the whole shaila about whether, if it's mechubar lekarka, is this also true? If, let's say, his workers didn't show up to harvest his grapes, then even though he's going to lose everything, it would still be awesome. So ma nam kayami. What is the case? If he had already had the opportunity before the moed, it's his own fault. Since he's a poshe, that's the equivalent of mechavim lachol lemoed, mechavim lemach lemoed. We know that we make you take a loss. I mean, that everybody agrees. That's a general rule, and it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Zira is coming along to teach. And if it couldn't have been done before the Chol HaMoed, so then if that's the case, so Yochol Hu Ka'im, so since it could have been this way, and he didn't do anything wrong, if he's going to lose it, so then he should be allowed to do it because of the Dover HaAvah. Ela Kenan Kayam. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about B'shigyez Vanalifza. That Lamaisa, it could have been taken down. And the reason he didn't do it is Usafar D'yachol Kayam V'loka. He thought that he could wait until after Chol HaMoed. And the temperatures went up during Chol HaMoed. It was really getting to be very hot. And then it turns out that it's actually going to be Nifsa. So over there, it's not mamish peshaya, but it's also, it's still, I mean, it could have been done, and because of that, mechubar lekarka we don't allow, but not mechubar lekarka we do allow. Kahada Rabbi Shimon, Bei Rabbi Yeni, Kotav Karmi B'moed, it was all of Maisa were Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yeni, well, what else? It was time for his vineyard to be harvested during the Chol HaMoed, and otherwise he would have lost it. And he went ahead, and he did. And Chamuni Kulama V'Kotvin Batrei. Everybody around saw this, and they also went. And from then on, even though there was plenty of time before Chol HaMoed, they went on, and they did the same thing. It's amazing. I mean, this is like...
You have a figure they want to have.
No, but it's the same story in different countries, in different centuries. It's like, exactly.
It's psychology.
No, take a look. It's the same story, Mamish. B'shata churaita, the next year, where he also needed to do it because it wasn't ready before, he allowed the whole kerem to dry out because he was afraid that people would learn wrong, right? Because yalfun mekalkalta. So the thing to do wrong, that they definitely learn from you. But metaknina lo yalfa, they're certainly not going to learn what to do right. I mean, to go ahead and to leave your kerem the next year, to expect anybody's going to learn anything from you, believe me, they ain't going to learn a thing. They're just going to remember.
They're going to call you a friar.
Yes, I love it. But a nice expression. Yalfun mekalkalta. They always learn the wrong things. But metakna lo yalfun. They'll never learn the right things.
It seems like, they would burn it.
What's that?
Today they would burn the field.
You mean the Taliban would burn the field?
Yeah.
Rebchia Barashi b'shem Rav. Here we're going back a little bit in terms of the Bavli, because we had this earlier, was Matir Huara, which was the fish traps. Remember, we had it in the Bavli. It's made out of large pieces, easy to make. It's called Mesa Hedya, not a problem, because you make it out of branches. So that, he said, was okay. If you're going to need to use it during the moed, latsud ba dagim b'moada, in order to have the fish during moed. Rabbi Yehuda hore be'elan muhulaya, shorim avdina b'moed l'tzorach ha'moed. Rabbi Yehuda also was matur to make a sieve, or sifter, in order to get the flour clean for moed. And Rabbi Ami hore be'elan pumpaya shori, he also allowed you to make a greater litzorach hamoed, and that's that you take you may put holes through a piece of metal, and it's also called, why they call it pumpaya, not because of the many holes of the volcano in that location, but because it's lashon of pi, pumpaya, many pias. Right? So Rabbanan de Kesaran Amrin Mesikin Lefasim. You are allowed to what is it called again? What Mika does with the fire. Yeah. So you can fire to fire a cheres pot that you're going to be needing. And kideros, lefas is like a griddle, kidera, litzorach hamoi. So that you'll be able to use it, because Makshiri of Ochonefesh during Chol HaMoed has the same din as Ochonefesh, that you can do it without Shema, as we saw. Shmuel Amar, Zavtin Garba Velo Zavtin Kuzata, that it's mutter on a big barrel where you're going to be losing a lot if there's any leakage, so that he was matir. But when it comes to a small pitcher, which are not so bad if there's a little leakage, lo zatim kuzata. In the Bavli also. This was the machlokas. What do you look at? The tircha and the amount of epsa. But it's osir because there's not such a loss. Zaftim garb the zifta dikatkira. You're allowed to be. Here it's so interesting. It's a whole different approach. You're allowed to go ahead and use the zefet on your chavis. That's because the way in which you do the zifta is by putting down a thin layer. So just pour it in and then let it go out. So you have a thin plasticky layer around the inside. But lo zaftin kuzata the zifta galida. However, on the inside of a kuza, of a pitcher, over there they use a thicker coating, and that's more tircha. Some say just the opposite. Ita mechalva, that zaftin kuzata velo zaftin garba, the reason being, zaftin kuzata v'ishi l'sha'a. You're allowed to use the zefet on the little kuza, because over there you don't keep your wine for a long time. And therefore you can use even just a little bit on it. But lozaftin garba mashenken echavitz, which is lishot, where the wine is meant to be staying a long time, over there you're going to have to be using a lot of waterproofing. You have to make sure that it's well done, so over there it's considered to be too much tircha. Again, completely different approach than the Bavli, even though it's the same sugya. Mamish. Beautiful.